name is Ron Blair. I'm a senior in environmental and soil science from the University of Tennessee. And today I'm going to talk about the effects of parent material on textural classes from two soils in the Great Smoky Mountains. My objective simply is just to evaluate the effects of parent material on textural classes between the two parent materials of Anakista slate and the Thunderhead sandstones. Here's a location map. Knoxville is located here in Tennessee, and the Smoky Mountains here. Methodology, this was a simple laboratory data and field textures done by the National Cooperative Soil Survey. The textural classifications done in the field were just basically hand texture and classifying the soil that way, and then particle size analysis done by the pipette method in Lincoln, Nebraska. This is the Anakista slate from the Lufty series. As you can see, the got parent material here in the bottom of the one on the right. These two soils, the Anakista is one's from Sevier County, and one from, that's Tennessee, and one's from Swain, North Carolina. And on the, I took the two samples from both the Anakista and the Breakneck, and the Thunderhead was from Sevier and from Swain. This is the data taken from the Anakista slate. This is the one from Sevier County. As you can see, it's a shallow soil with candidate horizon. These inceptisols, and as you can see from the slate, the sand percentages are very low. And that's typical for both of these slates that I took. This is the other Anakista slate from Swain, North Carolina. Again, you can see that the sand percentages were quite higher in here, leaving USDA classes from loams to fine sandy loams. And low clay percentages in these two. These pictures are taken from the Thunderhead sandstones. Again, the is from Swain and from Sevier. You can see the parent material down in the bottom of this one a little bit. And the data from these, as you can see from the sandstones, the sand percentage is significantly higher in both of them. And as well, this is inceptisol with the candidate subsurface horizon. And the other Thunderhead from Sevier, Tennessee, again with high sand percentages and textures going from sandy clay loams to sandy loams. And my conclusion was what was expected, that the Thunderhead sandstones showed a higher percentage of sands and through weathering and the coarser textures when compared with the Anakista slates. These are my acknowledgments. And any questions? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They were, they're both, the Anakistas, they're both Lufty, and the site position on both of them, they were different soil, like they have different characteristics. Both soils were on similar conditions, slopes 15 to 20%, and elevations between 1,500 and 2,000 feet, but there was a great difference in the textures. Yeah, they're all the aspect was about 270 degrees. These areas are pretty close to each other. I don't know the reason for their variations. That's that was called by Lincoln. So I don't know. Yes, sir.
What was your interpretation of the parent material that was present? Given the slope, what was
They were the, you talking about from the slate and the sandstone? I don't understand what you're asking me.
Are they all residual on those slopes?
Yes. Yeah, it's all residual slopes.